Welcome to another episode of the Jungian Typology Podcast. And today we're here with Jeremy and Relight. Today we're going to explore the quadra complexes, which were introduced by Stratievskaya. Starting off with the alpha quadra complex, which is the complex of closed mouth. Well, we just can't keep our mouth shut, can we?
Well, I think the corollary to the closed mouth is we can't keep our mouth shut, but then we also can't listen, because all these complexes can have the shadow aspect of it too.
That's the interesting part. We want everyone to listen to us, and we want to give chances to everyone to be listened to, but we just don't care about what the others say, do we now?
Not usually. I don't know. I think it might be different as intuitives, you know, because we're always kind of like anticipating what the other person's going to say, and like, okay, and maybe with the results even more so, like, okay, yeah, I got it. Maybe your caregiver romance styles of the sensory alphas maybe better at than we are, you know. I'd assume they are.
Yeah, makes sense. And because we're a democratic quadra, so we want people to interact as equals and to have equal rights and opportunities, but we also have a fear of losing out on our own initiative to speak. So is that why we could be so stringent on this democratic aspect, so that we get a chance to speak?
Yeah, I think so. But it's also, that's also the flip side is we also get to ignore you too, you know. Like, I don't want to hear you. Like, everyone should get the opportunity to speak, but I think it's up to you to make it worthwhile to have someone to want to listen to you. Because, you know, we hear all the people that just talk, and nobody wants to listen to them. No one wants to care. It's like, shut up already. So, it's not like everyone gets an equal place at the table, and, you know, everything's just fine and dandy, and all just equally democratic, because it's really not that way. Like, you know, there's still going to be dominants and submissives and harmonizers and creators and all that stuff, but you get an equal opportunity, and what you bring to the table, you bring to the table. That's on you, that's how I see it.
I think there are no power games in alpha, and this complex of closed mouth is reinforced by our peripherality as compared to gamma, which has SE. So that's why we'd be more willing to sit on a round table with an equal exchange of views.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if I was at that round table, I probably just wouldn't say anything, unless it's like a situation such as this. This is also a peripherality.
And the evolutionary alpha types would be the most talkative people, because of the closeness to society, and the result types are going to be more, I don't know, apprehensive of talking to strangers or getting too familiar with them, while the evolutionary types are going to be the exact opposites.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, ESCs are outgoing types, but I also kind of see them as more kind of reserved, though, you know, a bit for extroverts. So yeah, I can kind of see that.
And when the alpha quadra types come along and come together and start to talk on a subject, do you think there's a relevant goal or anything, or are we just talking for the sake of talking?
I think we're talking in terms of shared interest, I think.
I don't think we're ones that just really just kind of blabber on just because we're uncomfortable with the empty space if we didn't.
I think the alphas I'm aware of that like we'd rather just have empty space, even if we're extroverted or introverted, rather than just having mindless chatter. You know, I think what I try to do at least is try to find some anchor, you know, maybe it doesn't matter how stupid the conversation is or the subject or how meaningless it is. I try to find some kind of anchor like, oh, hey, we had this one thing in common. Let's talk about this. And you kind of judge the response and go from there. But I don't really see like just going on and on about something that the other person is obviously not interested in. But that could also be an asking and clearing thing where they don't really gauge the interest of the partner.
I think we're also the quadra most likely to get in the last word just for the sake of it.
Yes. Yeah.
It says here that out-shouting alpha sensing types is only possible to the orthogonal to them, which is the gamma types. And then, even then, with varying success.
Yeah.
Because anyone who tries to argue with them will go hoarse from shouting, if not deaf earlier from all the noise. Chatyevskaya for you.
I love her, but, you know, maybe.